Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Good morning. It's that time. The time that everything stops in the world and everyone turns up the radio because it's time for Dave Ranks.
Woohoo!
Welcome on in. This is where I rank random things. So far, I have done things like Phineas and Ferb songs, the transition sounds between Hannah Montana scenes. And this week, it's this. Thinking, Dave, The Simpsons, what are you going to rank? Are you going to rank the characters? Are you going to rank the lines? No, no, no. I'm ranking Simpsons songs. Here we go. In The Simpsons, in many episodes, especially the earlier ones, they did songs and they were fantastic. Songs that even to this day, I'll go to sleep and I'll be like, why is that song stuck in my head? I haven't seen that Simpsons episode in 10 years.
Very catchy. The creators are
very,
just geniuses.
Very catchy.
Yeah.
So we start off at number 5. In no way do I think this is a bad song. I absolutely love it. This is where Homer joins a secret society and he learns that these are the people that control everything. It's the Stonecutter song.
Who controls the British crown? Who keeps the metric system down? We do. We do. Who leaves Atlantis off the backs? Who keeps the Martians under wraps? We do. We do.
Amazing start, a fantastic song, Stonecutter song. However,
Dude.
It's only number 5. We move on to number 4, when The Simpsons go to the theatre and they go to a musical remake of Planet of the Apes. And Troy McClure plays Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
What's wrong with me?
I think you're crazy.
Want a second opinion?
You're also lazy.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
Yes!
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
Oh my God.
Dr. Zaius,
Dr. Zaius.
Ooh, Dr. Zaius.
Hell yeah, number 4.
I forgot about that.
What a tune.
Brilliant.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius meets at number 4 in Dave Ranks this week for Simpsons Tune. Now, number 3, little bit of an interesting one. You may not remember it, but there was an episode of The Simpsons where Michael Jackson voiced a character, right?
No way.
However, he didn't voice the character singing. For some reason, they had to get someone else. I think it's because the label said no. Michael Jackson wasn't allowed to sing on it.
Gotcha.
Because obviously his voice was, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they got someone else to impersonate Michael Jackson singing. But in this particular episode, it was Lisa's birthday. And they sang a rendition of Happy Birthday to Lisa. So in third place is Lisa, It's Your Birthday.
Lisa, it's your birthday. God bless you this day.
Oh, wow.
You gave me the gift of a little sister and I'm proud of.
Here we go, everybody.
Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa.
Wow, Dave, I'm obsessed.
All right, we're into the top 2 of Dave Rank's Simpsons songs this week. In second place is a song that Homer writes. It becomes a number 1 hit.
In real life?
And it's about how much he hates Ned Flanders.
If you despise polite left-handers, then I doubt you'll like Ned Flanders or his creepy little offspring Rod and Todd.
That's us! Hooray!
His name is Ned.
N-D-R-S.
His slow white bread.
The smiling mustache geek who walks with God.
Only second place for Ned Flanders' song. Here we go with number 1.
This is what's mad about this particular Dave Ranks is You really are unlocking vaults of memory.
I am, yeah. It's do you know what? Even going through my own songs, or going through these songs today, I was just like, oh my God, I completely forgot about this one, completely forgot about this one. However, I could never forget about the number one song, and you know exactly what's coming. There's no contention here. Number one in the Simpsons, in Dave Rank's Simpsons tunes, has got to be Monorail.
What's it called?
And wait for it. Wait for it.
Mono. Don't.
Yay! Number one in Dave Rank Simpson tunes has got to be Monorail.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed today, this week's Dave Ranks.
I'm on such a high after this and so giddy. I need to calm down because there is reaction, Dave, and you said this wouldn't be a contentious one. And unfortunately, as on Dave Ranks, some people are upset. Oh my God, Dave, how could you forget Spider Pig? Criminal that you didn't put Mr. Burns. I got loafers made the loafers.
See my vest, see my vest.
That's come in a few times. Top of the list should have been see my vest. Spider Pig needs to be in there. Ah, Dave, where is Spider Pig, the mad thing?
That was in the movie, not the series.
Right, okay, so you're being more, yeah. And someone else here saying, and I think this is a fairly good point, and Sarah should probably be an interim producer, well, producer when producer Callum takes time off, because she simply says, we simply need an intro song for Dave Ranks.
Yeah, that's very true.
Let's get on that, shall
we? We'll get worried. We'll get on working on that. Don't worry about it.
Justice for Spider-Man.
What a week, huh?
Unbelievable scenes.